The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, welcome to Japan Top 10. This is episode 409 of our 2021 December Artist of the Month. And this episode is quite special for me because I am, and Lydia is going to talk about my beloved number one idol group, and that is Morning Musume.
Tassie is so excited to do this episode. You guys have no idea.
Oh my goodness. I will ramble and ramble and ramble, but there's going to be a lot of good songs for this week's episode. Well, I think they're good, but we'll see from Lydia, because she is a non-Musume fan, but it's going to be very interesting to see from her side of what she thinks.
Yeah, I think maybe some of the listeners are also beginners to Morning Musume, so it'll be interesting to get Tassie's take on the history and her perspective of the group, because I'm really excited.
I'm excited too, because last time I got to hear your boy idol stuff, and so it's like, it's right, my turn now.
Okay. But just hold on for a little bit. Mm-hmm. We have to give some shout outs. So if anyone wants to join our team, we currently have an opening for the audio editor and also content distributor. If you want to join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there, please check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for details.
Okie dokie. Let's do a small introduction to Morning Musume. How would I describe Morning Musume? Let's say Morning Musume is the older sister of like AKB48. Just the model itself, not the actual group. When you think of idols, most of the time people think of like large groups of girls wearing uniform costumes of sorts, and they have like a graduation based type of model, meaning like they'll bring in some girls for a generation, and then after some long time of them being in the group, they will quote unquote graduate, meaning they leave the group. And so Morning Musume was the group that created that graduation model for idol groups. Yes. Yeah, Morning Musume, of course, is not the first Japanese girl idol group, because Japanese girl idols have existed for a very long time in the Japan music scene. But yeah, but they are the longest group.
Wow.
Yeah, they are the longest group. And the person who founded Morning Musume is Sunku, who is the producer, the mastermind of Morning Musume. And before that, him creating Morning Musume, he is also a group from the rock band Sharon Q, and he's the singer of that too.
Okay, so he used to be an artist, and now he's kind of on the back scenes producing groups and doing all of it, right?
Yeah, currently he's not a producer of Morning Musume, but his presence is still very big. He still does like music for Morning Musume, but his presence is not as strong as before, because I'll explain it later on to the episode, but yeah,
there's lots of stuff to get through. Okay. If you are an indie band or an artist that makes Japanese music and are looking to be featured in our podcast, please reach out to our music director, Haley, by sending her an email at haley@jtop10.jp. We may feature you on a future episode, so see our website at jtop10.jp for more information.
Our number four song is Seishun Night 2019.
Number four. 私の人生 Enjoy! Enjoy!
Released their 67th double A-side single, Seishun Night and Ginseng Blues on June 12, 2019.
The track featured 9th generation member Fukumura Mizuki, Ikuta Erina, 10th generation members Ishida Ayumi, Sato Masaki, 11th generation member Oda Sakura, 12th generation Nonaka Miki, Makino Marina, Haga Akane, 13th generation Kaga Kaede, Yokoyama Reina, and 14th generation member Morito Shisaki.
During the release event at Ikebukuro Sunshine City Fountain Square, it was announced that for the first time, the 15th generation would be revealed in a YouTube livestream.
Seishun Night was selected as July 2019 ending theme song for STV's Netsu Retsu, Hot Sand. It's a fun song, right?
I'm just bouncing the entire time we're describing it. I was just like, this is a fun song.
Yeah, it's right? And the dance is fun too, from what I saw.
But it does seem like, yes, the colorful era is totally different sound style and musical direction from what they previously released.
Yes. This is also the first song of to feature the 14th generation member Morito Chisaki. She was a very interesting member to be added into the group because she was from the group Country Girls. Yes, and so Country Girls was a reborn group of the other group called Country Musume, and another group from Hello Project. And so when she was introduced in Country Girls, she and a couple of members, it's a long story, but either way, anyways, so the group Country Girls ended, and so some girls like left the entertainment industry, some girls wanted to stay, and she was one of the people who stayed. And there was like a few members during the time that wanted to stay in Hello Project. So I believe there was three girls, and they were sent to three different groups in Hello Project. And she was the person who got into Morning Musume, and the two other girls got into Juice Juice and Anjurumu. Mm-hmm. She was like, but she wasn't the first person to be like introduced in that way. Back then, the group for Hello Project, any person who auditions to get into their idol groups or the groups that they're gonna make into a new group, they shouldn't be associated from another like group whatsoever or whatnot. But I believe in Generation 5, Mikiti was her name, her full name. Sorry. Anyways, Fujimoto Miki was a solo singer in Hello Project, and she was introduced later on as a Morning Musume member, and that was like very uncalled for.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so how did the fans react to that?
We were very, very like excited and anxious at the time, because everyone was like thinking who would end up in which group and why. And so like when I first realized it was Morito Chisaki, when she was in Country Girls, she was known to be like, you know, like the cute, because the style of the singing of that group was like very cutesy, very kawaii, and very like pure and innocent. So when she got into Morning Musume, I was thinking, wow, my criteria at the time was either good singer or good dancer. But I didn't realize that she was a good dancer. So it makes sense that she's in the group now. But at the time I was like, oh, she's in the group? That's quite interesting. But yeah.
So I think there must have been a reason why like she was put in the group, and maybe like, a little like disconnect at first, because you're like, oh, what's going on? This person's from another group. But then as time passes, you get to know how she is. And I think that's a really nice way to integrate members within the same agency. Mm-hmm. All right, we're almost getting to the end of the episode. So we have three more songs left. The third last song is Summer Night Town from 1998.
Number three. Smile, 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 don't make a move.
Summer Night Town was the group's second single and was included on the group's debut album, First Time.
It was the debut of second generation members Yasuda Kei, Yaguchi Mari, and Ichi Sayaka.
The track had more mature pop feel compared to other Morning Musume releases. The song is about unsuccessfully attempting to hide true feelings.
And you can see, like, jumping back. Which era was this? Platinum?
Golden? No, golden era. So this was like maybe the second or third release. Yeah, it was the second release of Morning Musume. But you can tell, like, back then dancing wasn't a really, like, thing to do. It's just like,
it's like you
bopping
moved to side to side.
The idle step.
Yeah, the idle box. But, like, they do. I don't know if the way they dress is like they're in a club dancing.
Are they? Yeah.
It feels like that.
It's very 90s. I don't know how to say anything other than that. It's 90s.
Wait, who was the girl in the front?
Which,
like,
one?
The...
Oh, with the spaghettis. Oh, that's Natsumi Abe. Natsumi. She was like the face of Morning Musume back
then. Oh, yeah. I guess, like, does Morning Musume have a face? Like,
yeah.
The most popular member? Oh, okay.
Yeah, they have centers and stuff like that. So she was the center of Golden Era. And Goto Maki, third generation, she was also the face of Morning Musume too. Mm.
Mm-hmm. I've heard her name around. Like, she's a YouTuber now, I think.
Yeah, she does a lot of Monster Hunter videos.
Yeah.
But she was very successful in her solo career. She got out of Upfront Entertainment and Hello Project, ended her solo career with Avex at one point.
Oh, good for her. Avex is huge.
Yeah. She's known to be very sexy. Yeah. Before we introduced our second song, we have an announcement. Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of our world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts? Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budgets? Well, look no further. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
Oh, that's amazing. All right, coming at number two, we have Soda, We're Alive from 2002.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Number 2. Don't know, don't be like, I'm going for a star.
Yeah.
Soda, We're Alive was Morning Musume's 14th single and was released in February 21st, 2002, once again reaching number one in Japanese charts.
The song was included on their fourth album, Fourth, Ikimashoi.
The track samples the Russian folk song Kalinka and in celebration of Planet Earth, as well as 2002 Winter Olympics held in Salt Lake City, USA.
The single's B-side is a re-recorded version of the group's first single, Morning Coffee, featuring the then-current lineup.
Yeah, this song is fun. It's very, like, hype up. What do you think?
I think it's very fun. Like,
yeah, we're
of course the English doesn't make
it doesn't make sense, but...
usually it doesn't in Japanese songs, but never. It is a very fun song. And I can't believe there's so many members. It's like...
just... yeah, but this is not the biggest yet in history. Yeah, currently we have 14 people in the group.
That's a lot.
I think the most during time was during this time. So it was the mix with Platinum and Golden Era members. And I think the most was like probably 12 people at the time. So 14 is like a lot right now. And yeah, it's fun. I like it. I like listening to the song when, like, when I need to pick me up.
Yeah, it's a very nostalgic style for me. I can... although, like, it's released in the 2000s, so it has that kind of golden era J-pop vibe. I don't know. So I know that you're all enjoying the songs by Morning Musume, but if you want to hear up to 3 times the amount of songs on this episode, you have to join our Patreon club at jtop10.jp/club. It just starts at $1 a month, and it helps to support our podcast along with getting more music and insights to Japanese music culture.
At number one, and the most classic song of Morning Musume, is Love Machine, 1999.
Number one.
Mystery.
Machine.
Love Machine was the group's seventh single.
Its release followed a small string of songs that failed to reach the top of the charts. Eager to add new life to the group, Sunkyu held more auditions to create the third generation of Morning Musume, with the idea of adding two girls of the lineup, but eventually only choosing 13-year-old member Maki Goto, and was added becoming the youngest member of Morning Musume at the time.
Love Machine was Maki Goto's first single with the group, and Aya Ishiguro's last.
It sold over 1,760,000 copies, making it a major hit and the group's highest selling single.
Wow.
Yeah. And fun fact, this is like one of the number one songs to sing at karaoke in terms of rankings.
It is so groovy.
Yeah. I think, okay, so this is when people were kind of confused with Morning Musume, because like I was telling you, like Koi no Dance is quirky. This is also quirky. So this came before Koi no Dance. And so people are like, what's happening with Morning Musume? But I like this song. This is like Morning Musume's most iconic song. Anytime they bring old members back to like music shows, or they have the current members go onto music groups shows, they always sing this song.
I'm so surprised. Like, this song is from 1999.
Yes.
And it's their most popular song. Mm-hmm. After two decades.
Yes. It is the embodiment of... It's an embodiment of 90s girl group, Japanese girl group. Oh my god, that was like a mouthful. But yes. I just like jumbled everything together. But yes, this is like embodies the 90s. I highly recommend this group for people who like really want to like dabble their feet into the idol scene. I think Morning Musume's history is so much fun to get into and get lost into, especially watching like their old like TV shows like Morning, like Hello Morning, or their old TV segments with Utaban, or their prank shows. It's so much fun. And I think you guys will fall in love with all the different song styles of the group. I highly recommend.
I really can respect that they have a lot of, I guess, videos and products out that fans can get to know each member's personality and then develop their oishi, and then
yes.
Get sad when the oishi graduates, but then, you know, you have a new oishi.
Yeah, it's so much fun. I don't know, like, if you don't get into Morning Musume, like, try to get into any, like, idol group, like, especially girls or guys. So much fun. Getting lost into the fandom is, like, one of the, like, funnest things to do as a music lover.
Yeah, it's very secretive and small compared to other fandom groups, but I think it's like it's not even a guilty pleasure, it's just such a fun experience.
There's no guilt once you get into and when you get lost into, and you'll like understand when you go into, like, if you have like an opportunity to go to like concerts and stuff like that, you'll learn like more into the culture of how do you chant for certain songs, or how do you like with like music lights. Oh, it's so much fun. I highly recommend you to like get into a idol group of some sort. There has to be an idol group for you to get into.
There are so many idol groups. You get your pick.
Before we end the episode, here's a little preview to our next episode, and our two hosts are going to be Kirby and Haru, and you will see their episode talking about the new top 10 list of the month of December. So look out for that. Anywho, thank you so much for listening to me ramble about Morning Musume culture and history. This was Tassie.
And Lydia.
Bye.
Bye. Japan, Japan top 10.